Today is the 11th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. Please accept my apologies for the Barry White impression, but yeah, I seem to have picked up a chest infection. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget the Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you like support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate it if you'd consider subscribing to the podcast. It's 99p a month. That's probably about $1.20. And your support would go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, where you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. When the journey is hard and strength is failing, when we stumble or fall, you raise us up. So this morning, Lord, refresh us, encourage us, give us hope. You enable us to continue and walk with you day by day. Thank you, gracious God, for your presence and your help as we walk along the way. Amen. 1 Kings 4, verse 20. Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea. They were eating, drinking, and rejoicing. Our chapter today describes the kingdom of Israel under King Solomon. And it truly sounds like it was a glorious time in the kingdom. But would I want to be part of the kingdom of Solomon? Not unless I was an Israelite, if I'm honest. But the thing is, this time is obviously a time of prosperity and wealth for the nation of Israel, because there's no way that Solomon could have kept up his lavish lifestyle unless the land was prospering, and to all accounts it was. The implication is that Israel is blessed because Solomon is reigning in a godly manner. Now, as I've said before, it's unlikely that we're ever going to be in a position to be royalty, though if you believe my daughter, she's going to marry Prince George, who's third in line to the throne here in the UK. But maybe we can live our lives in such a way that through us, God can create an environment that allows others to prosper. And what might that look like where you are? What do you need to do in your life and the life of your community that will allow others to flourish? We could spend hours debating this. But can I suggest you pray about it and then go with it? Solomon ruled wisely to start with and had a really powerful impact on his kingdom. And I think if we do what God wants us to do, I believe we'll have the same effect in our communities and those around us. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves in God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Kings chapter 4.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and today I'm reading 1 Kings chapter 4. King Solomon ruled over Israel, and these were his officials: Azariah, son of Zadok, priest; Elihareph and Ahijah, sons of Shisha, secretaries; Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, court historian; Benaiah, son of Jedoiah, in charge of the army; Zadok and Abiathar, priests; Azariah, son of Nathan, in charge of the deputies; Zabud, son of Nathan, a priest and advisor to the king; Ahishar, in charge of the palace; and Adoniram, son of Abda, in charge of forced labor. Solomon had 12 deputies for all Israel. They provided food for the king and his household. Each one made provision for 1 month out of the year. These were their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Dekah in Makaz, Shelbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon-Beth-Hanan; Ben-Hesed in Araboth. He had Soko and the whole land of Hepher; Ben-Abinadab in all Naphtadol. Taphta, daughter of Solomon, was his wife; Baana, son of Ahilud, in Taanach, with Megiddo and Beth-Shean, which is beside Zarethan, below Jezreel, from Beth-Shean to Abel-Moholah, as far as the other side of the Jokmeam; Ben-Geba in Ramath-Gilead. He had the villages of Jer, son of Manasseh, who were in Gilead; and he had the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars; Ahinadab, son of Ida, in Mahanaim; Ahimaaz, son of Naphtali. He also married a daughter of Solomon, Basemath; Baana, son of Hushai, in Asher and Beeloth; Jehoshaphat, son of Perur, in Issachar; Shimei, son of Elah, in Benjamin; Geba, son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Sion, king of the Amorites; and Og, king of Bashan. There was one deputy in the land of Judah. Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea. They were eating, drinking, and rejoicing. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates River to the land of the Philistines, and as far as the border of Egypt. They offered tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provisions for one day were 150 bushels of fine flour and 300 bushels of meal, 10 fattened oxen, 20 range oxen, and 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebucks, and pen-fed poultry. For he had dominion over everything west from the Euphrates, from Tibshah to Gaza, and over all the kings west of the Euphrates. He had peace on all his surrounding borders. Throughout Solomon's reign, Judah and Israel lived in safety from Dan to Beersheba, each man under his own vine and his own fig tree. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. Each of those deputies for a month, in turn, provided food for King Solomon for everyone who came to King Solomon's table. They neglected nothing. Each man brought the barley and the straw for the chariot teams and the other horses to the required place according to his assignment. God gave Solomon wisdom, very great insight, and understanding as vast as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the people of the East, greater than all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, Chalcol, and Dada, sons of Mahol. His reputation extended to all the surrounding nations. Solomon composed 3,000 proverbs, and his songs named 1,005. He described trees from the cedar in Lebanon to the hyssop growing out of the wall. He also taught about animals, birds, reptiles, and fish. People came from everywhere, sent by every king on earth who'd heard of his wisdom, to listen to Solomon's wisdom. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for Christian unity in our location. Let's pray, shall we? Loving, gracious God, you sent your Son to be born into an ordinary family, with ancestors who were both faithful and sinful. So we ask your blessing upon all families within households and communities. We pray especially for the unity of the Christian family, so that the world may believe. By your heavenly grace, O God, restore us in mind and body. Create in us a clean heart and a pure mind, that we may give glory to your name. Father, may the churches act in unity of purpose for the sanctification of your people, through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, where you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting. We continue walking the way.